that the topic today is Shiva Nekiyim. We began yesterday, Mishnah, Samach Ches on the base, the various Shidas in the Tanoim, three Shidas in the Tanoim, the Psak Halacha like Rebbe Lezer, if a woman checked herself on day one and day seven, she's Beches Kastahara, and that's good enough, she can go to the mikvah after those 7 days. Gemara Shaila on the last line, Bodku Atzma Yom Rishon V'Yom Shmini Mitzvah Tor Shem Lo Bodku L'Rabbi Elazar Mal Chilasan V'Sofan V'Inon V'Hochat Chilasan Ika V'Sofan Leka O Dilma Chilasan Afagav L'Shein Sofan. Rav says he, good enough. Rav Chanina said no, you need Chilasan V'Sofan. Fine. Nachlokos had a Paskin Rov Rishon a Paskin like Rav. As long as Chilasan also fun, within that sheet there's a machlokas between the Balamor and the Ravid. What about a different day? The Balamor says no, either 1 or 7. The Ravid says any day is good, and the Rosh thinks that's not even a shaila. Soon it should be good. Fine. The problem is that many Rishonim Patek are Bichanina. Well, the majority hold like Rav. There's still a significant minority that hold like Rabbi Chanina. He required day 1 and day 7. Chilasan v'sofan be'ima. Fine. Within Rav, more than a subsequent question, what about sofan b'li chilasan? That's another question. In this context, the Gemara, let's take a look here, Nafsam of Tes, Amen Aleph. Where it says, Lo Bodka Yom Shvi, he was telling you that Sofan Afapi Shein Tchilasan, the first wide line. You might have thought it's no good. Tell us that it is good. In this context, the Gemara has a kasha from what we call Toa and introduced a phrase called Sfurum Lefaneinu. And Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, you certainly need Sfurum Lefaneinu. So Rabbi Kiva says you have to have every single day be counted. You counted day 1 through 7. If 1 and 7, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 don't count for beans, because you have to have every day counted. So only 7 counts. 1 through 6 even count as nothing. He requires Sfurun Lefaneinu. And the question will become, well, what about a Kohen Rabbi Elazar? Is there any possibility of the requirement of Sfurun Lefaneinu? Or is there no such requirement? Since a Kohen Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to count every single day. Should we therefore say there's no need for Sfurun Lefaneinu? Or should we say no? Especially if you require day 1 and 7, or you need day 1 for sure, so there's also some measure of sfurim, sort of counts by itself once you count it on day 1. If you hold day 7 without, it alone is enough, the chorus of a portion, you don't require sfurim lefonim. Okay. Before I close, I turn off the daf in the Gemara, there's one toast I wanted to show you. The last toast, enough to sound a test of an aleph. Again, without going into the intricacies of the 95 tevilas and all these, it's a complex sugya, it's a tevila v'zmana. Tosfos says, Shiva l'nida v'shnayim l'ziva, mikan ein yochel l'daktek, t'lobin and sfurum b'fonenu. V'ditovelet af apish lov sigim v'tar, v'lobot k'nami v'tchila sfurim. T'yaf gav l'obin and sfurim b'fonenu, b'zobak tana, that could be a k'zobak tana case, shomer tzion k'negat yom, b'zobak gadola b'inam. So Tosis is suggesting that, you know, maybe you really still require Sfurum Lefaneinu according to a particular sheet. Tosis is not describing here right now according to whom are we discussing, Rabbi Akiva or somebody else. V'yod, the sof sagileva mat shabbat kabiyom ha-sfira matzah tahorah. The e ain b'dika sof hayom. Olo the sfira. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that when Sfurum Lefaneinu requires that from the very first moment, you know, the Gemara has its Sfiras Omer, which we'll see soon, this is a possible comparison. By Sfiras Omer, so we count at night, so it requires Tvimus. If you count by day, it's too late. Right? You have to count the first split second. We mentioned a little bit in the passing about the Ben HaShemoshes. Some people would say, B'dafni should count Ben HaShemoshes, Sfiras Omer, because after all, that's the only way to make it really Tvimus, and even though it's a suffix, it's a speck of the Rabbon and the Kula, and the only way to make it B'dafni, it's a Shalab HaDaraisa. So here too, hang in the world, you're going to find a sphera. D.A. B'dika Sofiyom, all of the sphera. L'orat ha'kan l'bnos Yisrael. Elam Cain. So I would have said, Ben HaShemoshes. Right? You better shmush us to count for the day. No, that's not what he says. Elam ken yivdiku ba'aliyas amur ha-shachar. The spheres laila ain't a sphere. A whole new yourself. Spheres laila ain't a sphere. Where does this come from? Why should spheres laila not be a sphere? Where does this come from? Anybody know where it's coming from? Do you have any clue? You made up a whole new story out of the middle of nowhere. Spheres laila ain't a sphere. Anybody know where it comes from? So presumably, it comes from the Gemara, which discusses exactly when a tevila should take place. Remember, the Shiva and the Kiyim lead up to tevila, to go into the mikvah. And the Gemara has over here on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. Talks about a case of a nida. A nida, of course, has to be tovel the night after the 7 days are completed. And when is a zava tovel? So meikir adin, a zava can be toveles on day 7 in the morning. The Gemara is over here on Zayin on the base in the middle of the daf. Kulu suffix zavas shavina rabbana the tevilina be a mama the shviya, right? Your mama the shviya, so you have to have it can be tovel on day seven. Tovela zava bayom. That's the last day of the shiva nikiyim. That's when she's tovel, right? That would be a very good thing to do. So the Gemara says mishundar Rabbi Shimon Tanya achar titar achar lekulam. So they tumah mafsekas beinayim. From Shimon Omer, Achar Titter, Achar Maisa Titter. So she go to the mikvah, presumably, as Rashi explains, Achar Maisa Kevin Shesafra Mixes Ayom Shel Zayin Titar Ayedei Tevila. So she can go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning. Havlam HaChachamim, also Lassus Cain, Pashim should not go to the mikvah. Shema Tovali Dei Suffolk. What does Suffolk mean? Shema Teshamesh Bo Bayom, Vitirim Yadach HaTashma, Shenimsis Soseres Kol Shalafonel, Utvilasa Pesula Bamikar Adin Daraisa. She can go to the mikvah on day 7. And what about the night before, Abbas? Can the woman go to the mikvah? It's hard to go by day. She go the 7th night instead of the 7th day. What do you say, Abbas? Yes or no? Oh, so Tamir Chachamim, no. They don't mix the Yom Kulo by night, only by day. And therefore, that would be a total impossibility. That would be an Issa Karis. I mean, a real Zava who went to the mikvah a night too early would be an Issa Karis. One mixes Yom Kulo, mixes a Lailah. What's wrong with Lailah? No, he don't say about Lailah. That's the assumption based on the sugis here in Psochem, the series of sugis. In any event, so on this basis, the Chorah that we have is Klal, Atosis has enough Samach Tesam and Aleph, the Sphira is Lailah and a Sphira. Because we have the rule, Sphira leads to the Tevila. As soon as you finish the Sphira, you do the Tevila. And we know that Tevila cannot be done on the seventh night, only the seventh day. So therefore, the Sphira is on day 7, and therefore we learn from that, going back to day 1, that the Sphira has to be done bedavka by day. And a Sphira by night is no Sphira. Ad kan v'tos says in the last line, and some of Tessim and Alf. Any questions, Rabosa? Yes?
We're just saying that it's just practically, in theory, a Sphira by night would work, but since there's no
tefillah,
there's no
tefillah,
therefore there's no
sphira? No. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that there can be no possibility of a sphira of a laila, because the fact that the days are counted and you have to have the day at the end of the count, day 7 has to be dafka only by day after Los HaShachar. So what that means for Tosfos is that the same as day 7 has to be by day, so too all the other days also have to be by day. I mean, One way to learn it. How does Tosfos know it otherwise?
Do the spheres depend on mixing of the kula?
No. Tosfos is assuming the fact that the tevila can only take place on day 7. It's a given fact. You're throwing in a phrase called mixing of the kula, which is a very important phrase in this context. But we haven't gotten to that phrase yet. But the bottom line is that you can go to the mikvah on day 7, and the sphere on day 7 counts. You want to say Kekulo, it's completed then. We'll come to that in detail a little bit later. But the fact that the mikvah can only take place on day 7 and not night 7, the previous night, indicates at least the Tosfos that Sfirus Laila ain't a Sfirus. You have to have seven, you have to count 7 days. Yes, the detail, the seventh day counting is Mitzvah Yom Kippur. That's not the main point over here. The day seven count cannot be done at night. Who said it can't be done at night? The Tosis here is assuming that if it could be done at night, again, I'm just projecting. Maybe go to Mitzvah at night, which you know you can't do. Everyone assumes you can't do that. So if you count, it also can't be at night. That's the Pasha Pshat in this, in the word of the Tosis. But whether it's true or not, we'll see, hopefully, today. Hopefully. Yes? Correct. Mishnah. I think. Right? So it's the end of the second paragraph.
Right.
We'll have occasion to talk about that as we go.
Why don't Tosfos quote that? I mean, why make it totally tefillah instead of...
Okay, that's a very good question. We'll open up to the Sugya Masechta Megillah. If you give me the Gemara, please. Is there... should we bathe, I think, probably? Thank you. Read what it says in the Mishnah. Kol hayom kosher the kriyas hamegillah the kriyas ahalat kiyas shofan tilas lulav the tefilas musafan the musafan the vidi parim ule vidi ma'isam the vidi amaki parim the smicha the shchit the tufa the gash the kmitz the ktar the snika kapal the azoya the shkaya sot the lirif the egla ule taras the metzora.
That is it.
It's the previous. It's the first line on the daf. I know.
So I was reading the wrong Mishnah elements. Okay. The Mishnah says, "En Koranas Amegila." Read the wrong Mishnah. I apologize. "En Koranas Amegila." Lo Malam, Lo Tovlim, Lo Mazam, Lechen Shemes Yom Keneged Yom, Lo Titpul LaShatan Etzacham. V'chulin Shalosim Mishas Shavu LeShachak Kosh. Okay. Dav Chafam Alaf Masechta Megila. Shemes Yom Keneged Yom. That's what's called the Zavah Katan. Right? How do you know that Zavah Gedolos then is the same? Doesn't say over here anything. Chara. Okay, let's go slow. Let's say Mias Levit Mitzvah Shima V'Titbol. Let me do the Mitzvah Shima Shemes Yom Kenegdom at night, and it's enough. Kamashmalan came in the boy Sfira Sfira B'Yamamahu Sfira B'Yamamahu. Says Rashi, Kevon Dahai Echad the Echad. Mishem Sfir, he would do my Sfir Zion, call Sfir the Imam. How do you know? Dixiv, Vesaf Rala Shivas Yamim. Sure. A Pasuk. Vesaf Rala Shivas Yamim. What about by night? You know, Yamim, the word Yamim doesn't always mean by day. Very often the word Yamim can mean the night as well. And it tells us Kashi against Rashi. Rashi, they claim holds, they can do a Sfir at night as well. How can it be? There's going to be a Tana who holds that way. And they quote our Sugi. We'll have to understand whether, in fact, this is what it really means. That must be an actual sphera. Remember, how do you translate sphera? Is sphera, how do we do sphera? We know how to do sphera, so Omer. Right? Hayom, Shiva, Yomim, Omer. We know how to do Shem, Shuecha. But how do you do sphera when it comes to sphera, Shiva, Nikim? What do? You make a bracha. You make a bracha. You make a bracha by Sfira. You make a bracha on Sfira Shiva. What do you say? You make a bracha Sfira Shiva Nekim. Who has that kasha? Tosin Ksubas. What do they answer? Tosin answers in Ksubas that if you make a bracha on Sfira Shiva Nekim, what will happen? She'll make a bracha. Asher Kedusham Vesavet Sivano al Sfira Shiva Nekim, and she'll make a bracha Yom Shlosh Yom al Sfira Shiva Nekim. Great. And then an hour later she's down. So therefore you cannot make a brach. It's not the shalom. It's quoted in the Pesach Shuva. I'm going to have to do what I want to do, but okay. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. See the shalom. It's quoted in the Pesach Shuva somewhere or other. I'm not sure which number it is. This is a famous shalom. Find it for me. Tell me the Pesachet Shuvah, the Kuf Tzad Yivav. Hey, thank you very much. Kuf Tzad Yivav. Dalet is? Dalet. Hagoyin HaKodesh Bal Shalom. Hitzrich Shem Yimei Sfiras Nekiyim Timna Bechol Yom V'Toma Hayom Yom Shlosha L'Sfiras Nekiyim. the Sibbe Kukristoffer Allah. Where did he get it from? He got it from that Tosis. Because Tosis says, a bracha you don't make. So the Shalom is Medayik, a bracha you don't make. But a sphere without a bracha, you would make. The same as Sphere Salomer. The only difference between this and Sphere Salomer is that here you can make a bracha and there you cannot make a bracha. So later Possum say that the Shalom was Oyev Mitzvahs, Lo Yispa Mitzvahs. He couldn't get enough mitzvahs. He made up a new mitzvah out of thin air to count Shiva the Kiyam. But why not? Why shouldn't you have to say the words? So the Mefarshim explained Vesafra doesn't mean verbally. Vesafra means, you know, factually. In her head, she's counting seven days. Must she do anything more than in her head? Must she do anything physically? So that's what we're going to be discussing today and next year. She has to do Bedika Shiva Nekiyim. So perhaps you have to do Bedika Shiva Nekiyim. With Bedika cloths each and every day. So when Tosfos says, why doesn't she make a bracha? This Shalom understood it to mean, what do you mean a bracha? Bracha must mean, she's saying, Hayom, Shlosh Yomim, L'Sfira Shiva Nekiyim. So when they answer, no bracha, you're left with the mitzvah without a bracha. Hayom shlosh yom shiva nekiyim. Then the Mefarshim say no. What it means is you do a bedika. So the in Tosis Havamina, before the woman does the bedika with a cloth, she says, Asher k'dusham b'sav b'sivano, lisper al sfiras shiva nekiyim. And she goes, inserts it. Oh, clean. As Mekayim, day three of shiva nekiyim. That's what it would have been. And the reason you don't do that is because Shema Tira Batista. But to say we're verbally Lord Rameel, I tell them Mefarshim, refute the right of the Shalom to his Yisrael. Karabal Zayin. This is the famous Shalom the Pesach Shuvas have gotten down. Yes?
She should have in mind the number of
day. We'll have to discuss that. What if she doesn't have in mind the number of day? She doesn't know the short number of day it is, but she forgot the Chalal.
She knows she's in the Shivan
here. Okay, so then we'll have to discuss these details as we go. Okay. So how do we paskin Rabbi Osai in this whole discussion? How do we paskin? So we paskin again. The Ravid, the Balamor said that since we paskin Rabbi Lezer, the Rishon Ishvi is enough. So the Rishon Ishvi is enough, even lechatchila. Why not? Even lechatchila, she can do bedikas Rishon Ishvi. And Gemarnu, that's what the Balamor says. Balamor claims that we don't find distinctions between the Chatchilas and Bediyevets, and that's what he's basically claiming. And therefore, since we know for sure that the 1 and 7 is sufficient Bediyevet, so therefore the Chatchila also is enough to do a Bedika on day 1 and a Bedika on day 7. Enough. Okay. Show you what this is in this edition. Hasagas harazah. The dati ain little of mishnah seinu hefresh ben the chatchila v'diyevet. Ukramatzina shalom der avosenu mechagon zeh loshen afilu the chatchila. And he quotes a gemara in a different part of a sechta nida. It says. In the Mishnah, below Batka, she didn't check day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Lo mashmalei the diyev, la filo lechatchila. That's in a different context. Here too. Shabbatka filo lechatchila mashma. Yidolo nishus mishaseinu lechatchila b'diyevet. Lo tzrech tanat le masnis and nishnos b'yom arishin of yom ashvi. Takayalon le rav hazeh the b'diyevet b'yom aleph sagya. Be'em b'tchilas and be'em b'sof, me'em b'em tzod. Hilkoch ein le dakrik b'loshin mishnaseinu loshin b'diyevet. How do you like that? What's going on? You're talking about the Eved, so why does the Lashon of the Mishnah say what? Rabbi Lezer says what? If she checked herself day 1 and 7. Becheskes Tahara, as we pass like Rav, it's a very misleading Mishnah. Because day 1 is also good. So the Mar Taka says, he. Yeah, but why are you leading to a misleading conclusion? The Teretz is, 1 and 7 is the Chatchila. 1 or 7 is b'diyevet. So Balabar is not bad. He's very creative. This is page Tzadi Aleph and Beis of this edition. Rove poskim say the Balamor is incorrect. You have to have the chatchila, a bedika of each and every day of the Shiva Nikim. That's what we assume. But how many bedikas a day in the Shiva Nikim? So Kemat Kol Rishonim say one. Why should be more than one? There's nowhere in the Mishnah saying anything more than one. Why more than one? The Rosh said one. One. The Rashba says one. There's a Taisus on Avzayim and Beitz, Mesech Tanid, that talks about these in Yonim. Also says, one, Rosh Hashanah.
What do the other Rishonim do with?
I'm sorry?
What do the other Rishonim do with the Raya?
What Raya?
I'm out of the Mishnah, what was that? One to Rav.
Oh, you asked those Rishonim who say, he. The Mishnah says 1 and 7. It's the same thing, 1 or 7. That's a little shot. Okay. Where do you get this idea of twice a day? Let's take a look at the Mordechai that you have. Simon Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Everyone have it? There's still some Gemaras here on the desk floating. On page Yud.
Starts the bottom.
Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Starts on the previous page, but it goes into page Yud. So this edition is called page Yud. So you have over here on page Yud as follows. Let's start the top line. She has to check twice. This we haven't seen yet before. Pamayim b'chayom is in the bottom. Shachris kisho medes mimitasa. Fine. V'arvis kisho leches lebeis hakneses. Kodem laila. A woman went to shul for mincha. So now she changed her second time. Fine. Twice a day. Why in heaven's name should there be a requirement twice a day? Why should it be? Where does it come from? We can't figure this out. Can someone let me a tour? Thank you very much. If you open to the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Sadi Vav. But the Beis Yosef quotes this then towards the bottom of page Kuf Samach of Beis. The Torah already quotes it. The Torah quotes, "We say for a mitzvah called the Pamayim, Achas b'Shachas v'Achas v'Aris." He started by saying Pam Achas b'Yom. He quotes a Das Yochid, not such a Yochid. The Beis Yosef says the Smag, the Smak, the Sefer Truma, and the Mordechai, name of the Rokeach, twice a day. Where they get it from? Says the Beis Yosef. And nearly, Shalom du came in itnab and perakama the need that you're alaf and alaf. Pamayim, Sricha, Leos, Bodekas, Shachwis, Ubein Hashemoshes. That's what it says. Even though most Rishonim disagree, if you look at the footnote here, Yud, the Ramban says Beferish once a day. And Pashas and Toises and the Rashba and the Rosh. Is this one, just Pashas and Toises once a day? Eyes arrived from the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph says in Hori Yud Aleph. On the Mishnah Ma'iri Le'inyan Taris. Take a look in the Rashi over there. Let's take a look. It tells you to look at Rashi. You got to look at Rashi. Rashi enough Yud Aleph of an Aleph. Says Why Pamayim? Rashi tells us, Kol Isha, Shakwas Ben Hashemosha, says Rashi in the Mishnah, Shakwas Lahakshir Taras Shal Laila, Arvis Lahakshir Taras Shal Yom, Kidarmin and Tam of Erech Pirkin, Perfect of the Kivege, Lo Shayak Tam Zel, Kanin and Baila, what's going on? It's a Pella. How do you explain this? It's really a big Pella. Where did the Reis Yosef, it's not the Reis Yosef's fault. He's just trying to say Pshat, and these Rishonim. These Rishonim say the source is from the Mishnah when it comes to Taras. So, I have a Chiddush. This is my Chiddush. At the Mordechai is Lashitas. And this is, we're going to talk now about a discussion we'll come to a little bit later on when we talk about a little bit about Vestas. Take a look at in the Mordechai earlier. In Simon Tov Shin Lamed Hey, at the beginning. Tov Shin Lamed Hey is page Ches, column 1, about 2/3 down. Starts off by quoting a sugya end of the first parak. Kolisha She'en Lo Veses Asur L'Shamesh. Oh, according to one opinion, if your wife has not a vest, you can't have any beer, period, because you never know when the blood's going to come. Rabbi Chanina ben Atikla says no, to check with Edim to make sure that in fact there's no problem. Fine. So it says it about skipping 10 lines, and the Shamesh is bebeis Edim, chad le'achatash, v'shvachad le'fnetash. Those who learn the Kerel know this Gemara. You must know this Gemara. There's a whole sugya in the first paragraph. Right? V'hein, hein, ibsua, shemodi, and also she tmeya. V'tiknua, Shemlonin says Tmeya, Muteretz, V'ein Tzaruch L'garsha. Tzmar says, V'patek B'chanina ben Antignus. Chanina ben Antignus is the one who said, V'shamash 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 The migu de boy bedik in the taras, boy bedik in amil lebayla. That's the Gemara in the first parak. Umishani matana hall man the masni tatani hall or masni hall. It's a big machlokas what the pshat. I don't have the time to go into the arichas advar. You all have the Rashi with the riff with the rach. The very big machlokas what the pshat in the Gemara means. According to most Rishonim, what it means is that a woman who has no vessels has to do certain bedikas called a tashmish. Quote from Rabbi Natan, Ish Hashem lebala tzricha bedikal, in the best tzricha bedikal lebala. And the Rebbe says no. Okay. But assuming for the moment, Rabbi Osai, and she requires a bedikal lebala, I'm asking a shayla, when does this bedikal lebala take place? When does it take place? When does she do it? When does she do it? So on the second column, the Mordechai writes as follows. The Chaim Pasuk Rashbam, line 4, Perakama Denidim. Shamina Mehocha Bein Isha Sheyesh Leves, and Isha Ein Leves. Bizman Azed Alekataks, Lo Bina Bedika, Lo Shachris, Lo Arvis, V'lo lifnei tashmish, v'lo liacha tashmish. K'lil kamon v'samach. Ha'filim rotza l'hachmal atzav, livdok lifnei tashmish, l'acha tashmish, lo shavkin elot. Timkein libo nokvo uporesh. Wow. Going down to about 1/3 of the way down the second column, the Gemara has, v'isha she'en leveses, l'pirish rashi ramenatam, with a small little base is, a little base in a bracket. Tzricha livdok kol shachris va'arvis lebaila. Rabbi Yisai, this sheet is unheard of. You probably haven't heard of it until this minute. Because you learned the sugya, I've never heard of this sheet. Because in Shulchan Aruch, even the biggest machmirim, who talk about the possibility of having a woman that has no vestis, have to do bedikah lebaila, the worst case scenario they have there in Shulchan Aruch is what? Hoda Tashmish, Acha Tashmish. Chakras and Arvis? Today? A woman today? Or Zobes, she should check herself? Didn't make the cut into the Shulchan Aruch. The Fiyani is died to Rabbi Osai. This smack, all this group of Rishonim who say that a woman is required to check twice a day in Shiva Nikiyim, is the Shitasna from over here. And this Shita that says that since it was required for Taurus, it's required the Baal, even Bisman Azed, is still a throwback to the old days of Taurus. So therefore, if with respect to Bedika Labaila, she wants to have Tashma, she's being made Taurus now. She wants to be able to live with her husband and whatever she wants. She's required to check herself, according to this opinion, every morning and in the evening. Not doing Shiva Nikiyim, Stam Kacha. Based on the sugya end of the first parak, that's what we just read, believe it or not, right over here in the Mordechai, right by the small base, Rashi by the time Tzricha lived there, Kol Shachas Avas Labaila, because it's a throwback to the days of Taurus. So too, in Shiva Nikiyim, we're also going to go back to the same model, say, just like by Tara, she required Shachris V'Arvis for the purpose of what? The Tara Truma, but for the last 12 hours. So too, when the Torah requires Shiva Nikiyim to count 7 days, we're going to throw in the same model of what? Shachris V'Arvis. But we don't paskin like this. No one paskin that. The biggest machamirim that's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch anywhere to do twice a day Shachris V'Arvis, she was made Tarosa, just in order to be able to live with the husband. Even according to the biggest machmir, so Lechorah shouldn't follow this halacha either. Lechorah. Okay, so therefore it seems to me that the Ikara Din, although the Shulchan Aruch does quote the Shita of Shachris and Beinar and the afternoon, that really it depends. If there can be many cases in which there'll be Yotzah Schorah Behefseidu. Remember, we no longer have the kind of ladies of leisure that they used to be able to go to daven mincha every day in shul. And that's what it says there. Before she went to shul, to daven mincha, you know, so obviously she wasn't at work. It's harder for men to get out to daven a mincha. And if she was home and she had children, she must have had some either a babysitter or maybe her mother or her sister or the older daughter. You know, it is in the old days, it's a different world. Today, a woman is so harried. She's a workwoman, she's harried, and she's home, she's arguably more harried. Because the kids are flying and all over. With a woman, you know, okay, now I'm looking at my clock. Now it's 5:30, time to go to shul. Now I have time to go make benachas, make my bedikas, shall achar tzorayim, because that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, the realities of life today for the typical woman to me are just different. And therefore it seems to me that many of the shahs that I get with the problematic bedikas and Shiva Nikiyim are the afternoon bedikas. Why? Well, she's doing it somewhere in a bathroom at work, or she's doing it when the kids are screaming. And there's no nachas. You have to do it for nachas. So the bedikah in the morning, you can do benachas. You wake up in the morning, no one even knows you're awake. Hopefully you may have a little privacy in the bathroom, and then everyone, and the woman is... Those bedikas have a better chance of coming out good, I found, than the ones that are done on a rush, where she presses too hard, because she does not have enough time to... The kids in Ibrit, seems to me that bismanenu, if a woman does once a day, every single day of the Shiva Nikiyim, that would be appropriate. Now let's look at the Mordechai himself, back here on page Yud, who discusses what happens if she didn't do all the bedikas that he had required. He required 14 bedikas, or total of 15, right? Hefsek Tara, and 7 times 2 is 15 bedikas, a lot of bedikas. You have to spend a lot of money on bedikas clothes. Okay, 15 bedikas every month, 15 bedikas. Hey, okay, fine. Let's go a little further. Sorry? Yeah, I'm sorry?
Even the bedikas for Tyros, though, is only to be retired for the Tyros of that very day, only for the 12-hour period. He wasn't doing a bedikah on a Sunday to be retired a week from you.
No. I believe that the toast... To answer... You're asking B'Ki Vegas Kash all over again. To answer B'Ki Vegas Kash, I'm suggesting that although the logic may not apply, but when they were metakin the baila, dum yud taras. What do you find, you think? They were metakin the baila, according to these sheets I showed you on page Ches, that every woman she went to the mikveh a week ago, and she hasn't seen a thing in 2 weeks. Nothing. Zip. Zero. Zilch. But she has no vesis kavua. So she wants to live with her husband any night she wants, you know. She's not going to start thinking about it too much, you know, at the time. Yeah. Then every morning and every evening you got to check yourself. That's what we just read it. I read it to you inside. Wild. Something, but there's a link, in my view, between that sheet, which may be a little bit wild, and this over here, we just saw over here. Pamayim b'choyom. Kivega is a gvaldik akasha. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. There's some kind of an equation between Baila and Taurus, which is made by the various, by these Rishon. Let's go further. I want to show you over here in the Mordechai, in page Yud, column 1. Goes through the various Shittas. It's about the seventh line after the, of the new series of lines after the invent to the top of the column. And therefore, since he doesn't say beferish shall be paskin, Abdina and Rabbi Chanina olachumra, Rebbeinu shalom. This is the ein lahakel of the mechaber, which is unbelievable results. The mechaber, you need 1 and 7 the ikuva b'pshuta based upon this Mordechai Hilka. Lola mafila b'diyeved yitzarech. So that's day 0. Then you have day 1 and 7. So 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are in between. But what will happen if she does a hefsek tara on day 1, and then she goes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, checks nothing? No good. You've got to start all over again. Pashtus. Avlan bot gatsun erev yom shaposka, gatsun betara. Ulamokha shim yorisha lo bot kabo. V'gam yom zayin lo bot kad yom ches. V'zeh mo derav te'ein omo el klum. Doha hocha lo t'chiloso v'lo sofo ika. There's nothing. Zero. There's mamish nothing left. We ask the, there's nothing. Right. We ask the question, what do you mean there's no t'chiloso v'lo sofo? Let day 8 be sofo, let do 2 be t'chiloso. That won't help. That only helped according to Rav. The Rav says sofa v'lo t'chiloso is good enough. But according to the Mordechai who passes the Chumrah, he needs t'chiloso this sofa, so that's clearly not going to work. Okay, that's what he says. In any event, this is what the Mordechai says. Fine. I want to read you the narrow lines that we skipped before. The narrow lines. Here's his response. V'im shocha v'lo botka atzma kol ha'yomin. Rak yom shaposka bo lo erev. That's Hefsek Tara. Ula mokros, which is day 1 of Shiva Nekiyim. Shiyomisha shal svira. Botka atzma. Catch this now. Shakwis v'arvis. V'shuv lo botka atzma od ad yom ha'shvi. V'yom zayin botka. V'nim tseis tahora. Muteres. V'tovelas v'alaylu tahora. And he goes on to quote our mission. What is your impression you get, Rav Osai? What's the minimum bedikas according to this Mordechai? What's the absolute minimum of bedikas according to this? The sum total, Hefsek Tara, and then how many bedikas does she need per month if she wants to be a minimalist? What would you say?
Five.
We get 5. Hefsek Tara, 2 on day 1, and 2 on day 7. What do you say?
3.
What do you mean? Hefsek Tara.
One and day 1. Yeah. And he's just telling her Chayav. She did 2 because she was following and then she forgot.
So the Machlokas Poskim here in the room. Did the Mordechai mean to say that 2 are actually ikuva? That would be a chiddush al gabe chiddush. The Pashup Shai, you don't need 2 bechlal. That's a rogue we showed him say. One a day is one every day is enough. The Mordechai said you need 2 every day. I gave you a pshat. Why? Based upon an afyanalef, whatever. The Mordechai put 2 pages before. That should be Ma'akev. The truth is, the simple read of the Mordechai is yes, it's Ma'akev. But there's some who say, there's some who says, come on, that's almost inconceivable. He said, Pamayim, because Pamayim Biyava, and that's how it's normally done. But you have to have Pamayim Li'ikuva. It's hard to believe. And let me add to that. What about day 7? If you're right, you have to have 2 on day 1. Why do they say, Uviyom Zayin Batka Matz Venimtsis Tahora Pamayim? He should have said the same thing, right? Shachas V'Yavis. He didn't say it over there. 4. So the Rabbis say there are now 3 sheetahs as to how many bedik pack. What a mini pack. hot sale, mini pack, the bim, this for those who want the minimum per month. Okay, according to Shitas HaMordechai. So there'll be those who'll sell three packs, they'll be able to sell a three pack. Fran will sell a five pack. Others sell a four pack. And each will have the shtempel of the Gdoli Oilu, but they're masking to his version what the mini pack should be, according to the Mordechai sheet. So Lemaisa, let's open the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. Let's see what the recent Svarim say. So I have here the Bali HaShulchan, he's a contemporary Gadol. So in Simon Kuf Tzad Yivav, let's read the Shulchan Aruch first, the Mechaber. What did Mechaber say? The Mechaber said in Siv Kuf Tzad Yivav Siv Dalet, that's number one against the Balamor. Then he throws in Pamayim Bekoyom Achashachas Achasal Ben Ashmoshes Truma Sem Sefer Truma. Okay, it's been already. We don't understand why he passed this way. If my sheet is right, he shouldn't have passed this way. Because back in where he required Bedikas Levaila, the Chumra de Geshita, which we'll get to later, I hope, that we, generally speaking, perhaps have more makel about. But even when he quoted the biggest chumra in the world, it's kuf pei vav sivbeis emein levesis kavua. So you have to check certain times. Kodesh tashmish, akat tashmish. According to the Rambam, the Rosh, tzrichi livdok olam kodesh tash, akat tashmish. He never, ever, ever, ever said you have to check every morning and afternoon in that kind of situation. They never made the cut. According to my cheshbon, they shouldn't have made the cut here either. Pamayim b'chayim. Okay, pamayim. You know, shiva nekiyah. Okay. Whatever. Ella pamachas. You want to check this out a total of once in the 7 clean days. Lo shna b'botka b'yom rishon shel shiva. O b'yom ha-shvi. O b'yechad me'ayim tzoyim. This is the shita of Rav Poskim, the Rosh, the Raivin. Me'echad shabotka b'yom shekonim ha-zayin amatsa Torah. Olulo. Period. That's the ikar we did in the Mechaber. Enough. Adam lo b'otka b'chol ha-zayin. Ubiyom Ashmini Bakka Matza Tahora, Ein Lo Yom Ches Bulvad, Umashlema Tahora. That's a disaster. If you wait, you only have day 8, so for reasons we still don't understand why, we don't turn around to let 8 be 7 and in fact 2 will be 1. Mechaber says no. Based upon the Rosh. Nakaz Vieshom, Shetzorich Shetivdok, Biyom Rishon, Me'ashiva, Ubiyom Ashvi, that's Rabbi Abid Chanina, at the Mordechai. And here the two words that shout out around the world. The Ein Lahokel. Let's be Ein Lahokel. So the Sabbath want to say, amazing shot, that the Ein Lahokel is all on the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim. You have to have 1 and 7, and they say Ein Lahokel. I thought I'd say Ein Lahokel. They said. They said. That's not the Pashup shot in the way I understand the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. It means he's quoted the Ben-Nin. I, Yosef Karo, I'm saying Ein Lahokel. But I'm pretty sure everybody quotes such a sheet the other way around. All right, fine. So over here in Ayin Ches, Bali HaShulchan says, Pirish, B'dika Achas B'yom Rishon, U'B'dika Achas Yom HaShvi, V'yav Shalachat Chila Bodekas Paraim B'chayom Kanal, B'diyevin Tzakeh B'dika Achas, I've never heard of a sheet that should say other way around. Well, if you look at the Tziyunin, Sidre, Tara, Lechem, Sim, Lashare, they are Vada, Vada, Vada. The low Tiferes Lamosha Shemach Rebuzer. Tiferes Lamosha reads, it's a five pack man. Because you have to have his shtempel. Right, his name was Moshe, I don't know what it was before, but he Vegas, so it was a Godel. Right, if, I don't know his name, but if you look in Rabbi Force's book, he gives you a bibliography. No? He tells you who everybody is. Very nice. Most of us are ignorant. I add myself into the list of people who is the Tiferes Lamosha. By Rav Moshe, Rav of Horodna, grandson and disciple of Rav Herschel of Krakow, who was nifter approximately 1681. Hey, talking now. Yeah, people who are at the time of the Shach and the Taz, and that stuff's, you make a quote with great reverence. I don't have a sefer, but is it printed in our Shulchan Aruch? This is brought a sefer in Shulchan Aruch. It should be here. Glossed to Shulchan Aruch. Yeridan. Does it have it in the Yalkut Mefarshim? The brand new. What was the brand new one that I have? Anybody have that one that says for me? Yes, I should look. Mine is the newest one. Don't have it? You just ain't nothing. The big girl. Stop. But yeah, he's quoting the Chazavelos also. He's famous. And those who learned those are lovers. He's big. Kovas the first, Yalka the first. Yalka the first, and the Kovas the first. Here's that. It's not alphabetical order. Isn't that crazy? There's no Tiferes and Moshe here. And the Yalka the first. Oh, yes, the first one. Tiferes and Moshe. Oh, take a look. Cool stuff. Look at this. Based on in chronological order, probably, right? He's probably number one. Goes down to the Meshiv Dover. That's the. That's it. I'm trying to what order they have. I'm not sure. They just have a whole series of. On the Imbus Chassam Sofer. Right under. Ooh. So, you know, this is. Okay, let's take a look, see if we can find it. Yaakov and Parashim. What's it? Kuf Tzadivam. What sif are we in? What sif are we just reading? Dalit. Let's take a look. Kuf Tzadivam. Dalit. One second. Sif Dalit. Hold on. Here we are. Kuf Sadi Vav Sif Dalit. Where's the first Moshe? Here it is. No. Of course, two Tiferes of Moshe, but neither is it. I'm embarrassed to say that I can't find it, and I don't know why. Maybe just took certain things. If someone can find it here, please, I'd like to read the original. Anyway, he's the one who says the five pack. Okay? The Bali HaShulchan himself passes the three-pack. I'm fascinated with the four-pack. I was like, you know, when I was growing up the Rav, it was always the middle sheet that was always the hardest to understand. I remember Baron Lichtenstein, he always said that. The extremes are easy to explain. What? Why the four-pack? I mean, maybe it doesn't even exist as a sheet. But the simple read of the Mordechai is that way. He mentioned Shachas Yarvis on day one, doesn't mention it on day seven. That's what intrigues me, Rabbi. So I want to spend a little time on that. What do you think, Rabbi? What do you think? Love that. Okay, so there's no such thing as a four pack.
What's the mission right afterwards? It says,
let me give you my shot. Maybe it's wild, I'll give you my shot anyway. Yeah.
Maybe we could say that he says that she's going on the basic nesses earlier, right? So maybe only when she goes to shul does she need two. So then on the first day that she does the checking,
she's
going to shul.
Yeah.
On the last day, she's
not going to shul.
She's
going to
the mikvah. She only needs one.
But then
the question is the middle
day.
What's going on there?
Well, it's a very brilliant interpretation. I mean, brilliant. But I think the shul is lavdak. I think she's still allowed to check. I don't think so. If you look in today's, I was someone else told me basic kisei, but I looked in the. Is it the Beis Yosef or was it somewhere else where it's spelled out Beis HaKnesses? Spells Beis HaKnesses, right? Yeah. You also mean. Why don't you do me a favor and look at all those other sources? I think they all say Beis HaKnesses. You look it up originally as the Smag, the Sefer Truma, without Russian tapes. I'm pretty sure. He says the whole Lechas La'Aris. There is no Russian tapes. The Lechas La'Aris. That's obviously. The whole Lechas La'Aris. They always have the Gemara early. We all have. Yeah, sure. Anyway, let's put this aside for the moment. Let me give you my wild theory of why maybe a four-pack Hassan Danan. We should try to give him a little, he puts a shtemel on this week. Maybe people will have a listen to you. So, perhaps like this. Perhaps he holds that you have to have, in order to do the Bedikah properly, you have to have it in the morning, you have to have it in the afternoon. But Rabbi said, I showed you earlier. Me'ikar adin, the woman can go to the mikveh the morning of day seven. As a matter of fact, the Balamor really allows her. That Balamor is wild. We'll get to it later. He allows a woman, Mrs. Balamor, for all I know, Mrs. Zerachia Halevi, went to the mikveh in the morning. The mikveh lady said, what are you, crazy? She said, my husband said so. I go to the mikveh. This is against everybody. Yeah, my husband's always against everybody. I know what that does. Imagine the big lady there and somewhere in Provence. So if she can go to the mikveh, and even according to those who argue about the mikveh, but the Evan, shooter, she goes to the mikveh on day 7, it's good enough. So what do you say? So they're going to have, is it Li'ikuva? They're going to have a Li'ikuva, a Bedika, there's going to be Li'ikuva on day 7 in the afternoon? She could already be history. She could have gone to the mikveh at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to even possibly be legal. Day one. It's day one. But day seven, since we have the right to apply the rule called mikveh kekulo, and in effect cut off the count in the morning, that possibility exists. It's therefore impossible to require the kuva, that five pack, that fifth bedika in the afternoon of day 7. That was my possibility. A possibility. I'm not saying it's correct for sure. It's a possibility. Maybe. So why then the Beis Yosef quotes from these gedolim the five pack? If the twice, that's how the Beis Yosef quotes a five pack. Yeah.
Like, isn't she still asked through the Bible until
yes,
the
yeah.
seventh day?
Right. Correct.
And the tefillah is not cutting off the 7 days.
Sure it is. The Pashas, 7 days are over. Achar Maisa Titzah, Achar Titzah, it's over. The whole sphere is over. Except the Chachamim threw in a Nisa Bia. They also threw in a Nisa Tefillah, except for the Balamor, because it's a Lito Bia. The Chachamim are very smart. They knew what drew the line earlier. Asus Yog LaTorah, Rabbi said. But I was thinking, correct, that the reason why the Beit Hezron quoted Adaya, according to the Smag, that the seventh day also requires twice, since Chachamim were attacking against the Balamor, you can only be Tovel at night, so they gave the whole day 7 a status of a yom of sphira and bedik. And Uchinami, if she checked herself if she did a tevila in the morning, so then the shiva nekiyah may be cut off even with the rabbanan, with the yevon. But if she didn't, and nowadays they don't, then it's nimshach the whole day. And the rabbis teach in Uchas Avelis that if you want to bring some kukulo, you have to break it up, you have to do something. And so you have to open the Menachem, you have to do something or other to actively invoke Mikveh Kekulah. If you do nothing, then maybe you'll be on Avelis the whole day. So here too, since we do nothing, there's a minion of Sefira Shiva Nekiyim all day. But Mika Radin, if she could have gone to the Mikveh earlier, so therefore the other Rishonim may say that there's no, it's not the Yikuvah, the four pack. That's a possibility. I'm not saying it's true, but it's a possibility. It's interesting. A Shad and a Jin, they really did their rice over here. And a Hakira, which is not found apparently, because this man is a Bucky B'Kol HaTorah, apparently not found Beferish in the Poskim. The Mechabes is over here, quoted the second day, have to do Bedika on day 1 and day 7. Li Yikuva. Says the Biurim, Yesh Lachko, Lefidiri HaMechabes B'Sof Simen Kuf Tzari Zayin, Shebediyevet Tavla B'Yom Zayin, also La Tfilosa. Okay, Frech, that is following Shaila. Hecha Shalom Bodka Bedika Shvi, a real wild lady. She went to the mikveh and then she did the bedikah subsequently. That's what I would have said. The kol shelo batka lo chashiva sfira ma'alya. The kol shelo safra sfira ma'alya lo mota dayin zman tvila v'ayin. I would have thought that's taka no good. Even though you can go to the mikveh on day 7 in the morning only after you did your bedikah. If you didn't do your bedikah, it's taka no good even bedikah, but he's not sure it's true. He leaves it v'ayin, and doesn't have an answer. I just thought it was very interesting. Mom's a Shabbat Darais. That's wild. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Fine. This bedika in the morning that has to be done, when should it be done? You should do bedika twice a day. So at least according to this lechatchila dekashit. So when should you do this bedika twice a day? When? So the Mordechai tells you when. Alright, the second one she goes to Shul. Okay, very nice. What about the first one? When is the first one? She'omedes mimitasa. When she gets up from her night's sleep. When is that? When are you supposed to get up in the morning? The wee hours. Rav Avadik proves to me on page Shin Hei that you don't have to wait until Neitz Hachama. It's very nice of it. Many women get up in the winter time. It's 7:20 is sunrise, and they get up at 7 o'clock, or sometimes even earlier. And they want, you know, that's when they have their nachas, you know, their little peace and quiet before the whole house starts falling apart. They want to do bedik at 7 o'clock and then bedik at shachris. Is it good or is it no good? So Rav Avadik said it's good. It's good. You don't have to wait till Neitz Hachama. Yeah.
He's saying this even the
Mishnah
would say, you know from the Mishnah
Megillah
that it's good to the
Eved.
Uh-huh.
Sounds
like it's good
in
the
Mishnah Megillah. Let me take out the safer to see what it is. Read his actual words. Hold on. Page Shin Hei. Okay. He discusses it over here. 1 minute, please. Shin Beis, I think it's where it is. Shin Beis. The first one is Chakama Mitosa. So over here, Stam Bnei Adam Kamim Kodem Zrichas HaShemesh, quotes the Yogel Yaakov. So therefore, we don't find over here that we should require Lechatchila to wait until Neitz Hachama. We don't find it. Sure, that's it. Why not? Good question. Why not? Don't we wait for all these requirements? We should wait till Neitz Hachama Lechatchila. It's a good question. Why do we wait normally? Probably we're patient and make a mistake. No, she'll goof it. You wait, once the sun shines, you can't make a mistake. Once you do it before the sun shines.
Isn't the whole Dnei Isla'is? The whole thing is based on, according to this verse, it's all based on the Gdeel Taurus, which is Dnei Isla'is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not based on the Shkia and Nates or anything like that, it's just based on 12-hour periods.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be there, it goes there at intervals.
On the contrary, it's even more of a reason to do it after Nates Acham. I mean, sandwich today, right after. If I care, you say, she should do it before, she should do it like either before the Shkia. You should do before the Nates too.
You can't.
I hear. Okay. But Kitzah Nimra, it's a person who wants to do it before Nates, after Los Hashacha. We assume that it's okay. Now, if you take a look at the Sidrei Tara, both saying Sivkot and Yutes. Don't mind. Sidrei Tara, Sivkot and Yutes. We are our only source that has to be a Bedikah by Yom is so far the Tosis that we saw on that. Sanach Tesav and Aleph. Does everyone agree with that Tosis? Or that someone might disagree? I'm sorry. Sivetar Kuf Tzad Yvav Sivkota Yud Tes. Let's take a look. Quote over here the Tosfos that Tzricha B'dika Mishum Sfira Tzricha Lios B'Yom Dafka. What about the Rashba? Ve'ein Raya Melashon Arashba B'Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. The Beis Yosef quotes. The Mashma Nami the Tana the B'dika B'Yom Mishum B'dika Tvei B'Yom B'Laila. So the Rashba says the only reason why the B'dika should be by day is because you can see better light. If that's the case, you can do the B'dika what? Rabosai. By night, and look at it by day. Yesh loma de iu l'shitose, ozu. To svirle de sagi b'sofon apopi shen tchilosa. V'al korchok lavishim sviri. What do you mean sviri? It's our first touch of this topic. Not svirum lefaneinu. Of course you need sviri. Not svirum lefaneinu. If the Rash beholds that sof and afish ain't chalot, of course you don't need to swear on the fly. You didn't check anything until day 7. El di yom mevuk zokim bina. Umeat en lechalek ben bedikas yom u ben bedikas laila. It's all the same thing. But since the mechab bepas kate lehok ablo bedikas tchila v'sof. And I explained back in the previous Sukkot in Yudches. Di b'maskul tamei. To the day azu swear on the fanele b'inon. V'tam ad bedika v'shem swearimu. Can a bedika dafka b'yom v'lo b'layla makav afilu b'di'evet. This is the chab of the Sidrei Taro. The whether you require bedika b'yom or not depends upon whether you require swearim l'fonenu or not. And the Rash was made because he also sovin abishen t'chalasin. Since the Mechaba said ein l'hokal, you need day 1 and 7. What is in effect saying is ein l'hokal, you need swearim l'fonenu. And once you say that, the Matos says in the Samach test that you require by day makes perfect sense. Rule of faith means a Maisa Sphere. A Maisa Sphere normally means B'yom, as we had back in the Gemara and the Rashi, Masech the Megillah. This is the Chiddush Gadol of the Sidrei Tar. This being the case, if we need Sfirul Lefonenim, we get another Chumra in the bottom. Another unbelievable Chumra. The Chumra of the Me'il Tzedakah. That's quoted by the Sidrei Tar over here in Tzidkotan Yud Ches. Pesachet Shuvah quotes it also. Okay. Me'il Tzedakah, it's in the paragraph, the very first paragraph of the Sidrei Tara, Sivkot Yud Ches. I already quoted back when, Kuftzad Ibeis, Me'il Tzedakah. Even if you need Tchilasan O Sofan, a bigger Chiddush, even if you need Tchilasan O Sofan, nonetheless, Al Kolponim Sfira Be'ina, Shev Zika Be'atza Be'cheska Soferes Shevinikiyin, Uche Pashit Dekra, Be'sofra La, Be'achatita, the Mashma the Be'ina Sfira Mamish. Velule diyevsha shetister aminyan, have a boy bruchi al tfirasa, toysa benach samach eik, subasayan beis. And what does Shalom say? Hayom gimel yom al spiras, the kishim and the gim. Al koponim. Alright, shadina bracha. Maybe she doesn't have to say the words. But beina lefacha shet techashreim, in her head, the minyan and the gim. And even according to Rabbi Lazer, you don't require a physical bedika, you need a sphira. That's why Shemini doesn't work. We don't understand why the Mechabes and the Rosh Eid doesn't work. What's wrong? With every day to do bedika, el sage be bedika achas besofa betchila. But you have to have a count. Yeah, you don't have to have svurim guluyim, but you have to have svurim. Interesting. That's what the Mil Tzedakah said. Interesting. Interesting. Therefore, Rabbeinu said, halacha lemaisa. We'll be talking that part in the next paragraph. Bedina shenishal of Isha shemotza kesef imelibuna. Ulaiz erev hipsika me chodesh betara v'lov shal shenis levonin. Amalach haverev seb yomamokas shegamal hakesef tzvich al hamte me chodesh chamish yomim. The yentis in town thought you saw a kesef in the middle of Shemiki, you need 5 plus 7. Another 5 plus 7. Oh my gosh. So she listened to the yentis, first mistake. The yentis, right? And she said, okay, finished. I'll forget about it. Another 3 days that's happening, so forget about it. Right. Okay. Achashne Yamin, that she'd forgotten about it completely. No, the Lord, the Yentas are wrong. She'ena Yishamot is because of the Sochim and Libuna Tzvich Alam Shadham Tin Chamish Yom. Ubos of Isholam, he Rashoy Limnos Shivinakim, mi Psikos Tara Rishin. Shemiyad Yacham and Tzias Akesam, she Psikim and Tara Olav, Adkan. Said the Mil Tzaka, no. N-O. I'll say, hey, Shiv the Kevah, Shlo Kiv the Mitzvah Yom and Nakim, Bez Yom and Shemehem. Lo alula, lo alula. For the reason we just said that, it's svurim lefanein. It's not svurim gluyim lefanein. Then he's doing a second reason. But tamarabba nami igalachvil. So a second reason. To ulai kol shel nos tadat al samar lekiyim lo ekpida afim yergisha ktas limdok nafsha. Afim toma atas lo yisvir yergisha mitchila lo mahani Kol mislo amen adinish labadayte. And the man all up. Hatam hasheni hu poshut. The lamdash of tam. That's what the rest of the sivita is about. 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. That's on the lamdash. The lamdash of tam. Is the miltstakas lamdash correct or is the miltstakas lamdash incorrect? Yes.
Then it's only
if you pass himself enough, because she wouldn't have a chilasan. Interesting. The Miltzdaka said, end of the last paragraph, one more time. He said, even though it's enough to have what? I think that's what he said. Even though it's enough to have, we read it together. He is Svira. One second. El Sagar Bedika Achas Besof O Betrila. He gets you, he said. Even if it's enough to have Yom Shvi only, it's to be some kind of a retroactive kind of a Svira. That's otherwise what it means, Svira. He needs Shemisper. That's a Chiddush Nifla. You can have not Svurim Gluyim. Svurim Gluyim you need Farais in advance. Svurim Shanim Gluyim can even work retroactively. But you have to have Svurim. So why can't this lady do the same thing? That's the question. If Svurim work retroactively, she did day 7, it works backwards. So this lady who listed the end, this, why does it also work backwards? How do you answer this question?
His Chiddush is also in the Ra'ah, in the Bedek Hanayim.
Yeah, what does the Ra'ah say?
He says just like you. He says, we need Svurim Lepaneinu.
One or seven. It can work retroactively. So, okay, it's a chiddush nifla v'nars, but chavetz adas b'om d'ra'ah. But I'm asking a different question. Why does this yenta, who lists the other yentas, lose out? The yentas told you have to have 5 days before you can count the shiv in the key. Alright? But she forgot about it. Does it work retroactively? Here's the answer of both sides. 7 and 1 are the physical requirements. So if a physical bedik on day 7, it could work retroactively, but day 1 you were still counting in your head. But if you did work, if day 1, 2, 3 you weren't counting in your head, nothing's going to work retroactively. That's the answer to the Milton Stalker. That's a chiddush. That's what he says. It's interesting, Rabbi Osan. The Sidrei Tara quotes this Gevaldige Raya of the Milton Stalker. And the Milton Stalker's Raya, Meirudiger Raya, was why if you skipped all the time until day 8, let's say, let it work backwards. Let day 8 become day 7, and let day 2 become day 1. Guess what, Rabbi Hossein? Someone said that way. Who is it? Or the girl we are becoming introduced to today. Tiferes Lemoshe! Quote about the Sidrei Tara. Okay, Rabbi Hossein? Those of the Sidrei Tara can look it up. It's in this print, it's Tav Kuf Samach Daled. Paragraph beginning the word of Veseva Tiferes Lemoshe. I'm not sure where it is in your print.
It's
in Yud Ches. I would say it's about a little more than halfway through Yud Ches. Okay. It starts with the paragraph. Shem tirtza the shamesh b'yom shmini achar abediko tvila asuvat alayla kevin lo baka kol shiva. A woman who checked 7 days every single day and then she went to the mikvah on day 8, she's muteras the shamesh b'alas lulei dinit sneus right away, because even if she sees blood an hour later, it's not going to be soaked to the shiva nikim. She should have gone already up last night. But this lady who didn't, so she's not the Batashmish. That's all the Gemara meant. But otherwise, if Katie says, Al Kochat Tzorach Lomad Yom Shmidi Shvi, Vasur L'Shamish Bal B'Yom, Shadu Rabbi Shimon, V'du Ketev. So he's saying, Achidash Nifla, at the Feras of Moshe, that against the Rosh, against the Mechaber, if a woman did have Siktar, okay? And she didn't check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nothing. She checks day 8. According to Rav, she can go to the mikvah that night. Sovan al fishayin tefilos. No one ever said any different. Why did they say? Yes, make this day seven. He said, a chiddush nif. So the reason, so but no one agrees with him. He says, below dock, he says, the laws are never b'shat of diga shemini l'mani. And the kibosh kasaf there, the b'bakta b'rish of shemini dafka, the matzuch tilos of the sofa, b'dafka. So therefore what? Therefore what? So he suggests that you have, that the eighth day is not going to work. Is not going to work. Why? Why? Achidish Nifla Benoira, he says. Since she did Hefzik Tara, let's say, on Motsoi Shabbos, and she planned to start the Shivanikim on Sunday. That's in her head. Okay? Then she doesn't do Vedika not once the whole week, not until the following Sunday. Too late! It's day 8. What do you mean it's day 8? I'll call it day 7. Charlie. Honey. Doesn't work. You had a mind Sunday through Shabbos in Yeshiva Nekiyim, so the next Sunday is day 8. That's what the Siddur Torah says. Achidish Gadol Ma'od. Achidish Gadol Ma'od. Look at Vitame, paragraph beginning Vitame. Vitame demand the Amat the Tzorach Tzilos of the Sofa, Gamu Matzuch Sfira, the cave of the Sfira lay, the covered cross Sfira, Tzorach Sfurum Vadoim Vagluyim. Of the Sfira lay, the cave of Shehoyal Abedika Betchilosa, Sfurum Lefanein Unidu. Oh, if you need one at seven, that can be even labeled as what? Sfurum Lefanein, I don't have to check every single day. The Yachab Abedika Sfirmishin, Guriri Kulu Shivin Nekiyim Lin Yinzeh. The comic of the Taro, the Bala, or Gabi Zav, the Taras, the Chmir, the boy, Nami Bedika, the soul, Moshe Kasaf, the Yale. Against the Rash, the Shmeris Abayas, who says, the Af, the Mai, the Sagadai, the Rav, Svile, Davka, the Chilasanu, the Mahani, Avalo, the Sofon, Nami, Lo, Svurum, the Fonenu, Ninu, the Zainu, Moshe Kasaf, the No, all you do need, if you need day one, the Davka, you need Svurum, the Fonenu. The Rashba said, the mind of Masik is feeling the Rav, the Sofan below Tchilos and Namimani. Oh, that's for sure. Lo Matzuch Sfurum Lefoneinu. In the particular of the Sofa, Shem Chazuki, that Chazuki is the Tal, the Yomim Shalom Afreya. Him came, the high time of the Mahani Tchilos, and Alpha Pisha in Sofan, Nami Mishim Chazak, will have Zuki, the Yomim Shalom Abba, Bechaz Kastara. Can't require Sfurum Lefoneinu. Big of Sof works. But the beginning, when the Gemara thought you need Tchilos and without Sofan, maybe you require Sphere of the Fanena. Then he says, the fact that the Gemara is the kasha against Rav that requires Tchilas of the Sofa from the case of Toa proves that you require Sphere of the Fanena according to Rabbi Hanin. Period. And therefore, he says he passes the Maisa. He doesn't like any of these coolers over here. What kind of coolers? Those coolers shouldn't work. Since the Mechaber said Ein LaHokel about the detail of a Bedika in 1 and 7, that opens up all new vistas. He requires Sfurim Lefaneinu. That's what the Siddur Torah's theme is. He requires Sfurim Lefaneinu. LaHalacha LaMaisa. A Chiddush. That's what he says. It's the Chiddush Nifla of the Siddur Torah. Good. Good. If you take a look, and it's those who have the Bari HaShulchan, those who have it, here on the bottom, Kuf Lamed Dalet the Tziyunim. He writes over here, the Mechaber wrote over here that Lo Shonu, any check in the first 7 days works. That's how the first day in the Mechaber. Okay? He quotes over here from the Me'il Tzedakah. You have to have in mind you gave up, forget about it. Some say it's wrong. He quotes on the Gyonta and the Shem Arya and the Chazanish, the Lohoyed Vameola. But the Maisa, Rov Achronim Amachmir. Why? Look at the Sidre Tar Kuvtzadi Beis, that the Miltstaka Kvon Nechlaku Bo Arishonim, Shedas Arosh Kam Miltstaka, that's a Raivid, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Lokid Vorov. Who knows what he's talking about? What Rosh, what Raivid, what's he talking, what's he saying? Take a look if you want for a minute, the Kuvtzadi Beis, Sivkot Beis. I was reading in the Tziyunim in Kuf Lamed Dal. That's where I was reading. Kuf Tzadi Beis of Cotton Beis is again quite lengthy. Right. He's a quant Lamadno Mithine, Lamadno Mitarosa Sharavid, Rabban Varashbala figure Sasam. Lobina Sphere Klal. You don't require a sphere at all. He's talking about a case of Tvuli Nasi Dam Chimut. Don't need any sphere. Lokamosha Kosta Bishult Middle Tstaka. He requires Sphere Shivabina. No. But the Rosh, who requires some kind of sphere, even by Tvuli Nasi, otherwise it's nothing. Then he says the last paragraphs of Sivkot and Beis. Gam calls Elishidas a poskin to poskin to Rav, but enough to have Chilasan O Sofan. But those who hold Rabbi Chanina Chilasan Vis Sofan, it's Muchan of Samach Tes and Gemara's Kash of Toa that he requires through the Fanenu for sure, and it may even be other Din Doraisa. Look what I wrote in Kuf Sadi Lav Yud Ches. He's a chorus to Beis Yosef as a lashon like that. That's why in Lahakil. Okay? And therefore the Miltstaka is right. That's the faith, this is the Chiddush Gadol of the Sidre Tara. It's against the Kuf Tzadi Beis towards the end, and the Kuf Tzadi Vav Yud Ches. Let's see in a few more minutes how we're gonna go with this Malach. The Ra'ah and Bedek Abayis, I'm not sure if you're reading it there, quotes his grandfather. His grandfather, the Balamor, had this unique sheet. We say the Machabah, how we saw it, you already quoted the Rosh yesterday. I'll have time to read it now inside. The Rosh quoted the Balamor. One or seven. Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. So they're all, so the Zayd is right. The Zayd is right. What's the Lumdus? If it's day one, Kulu Griri Abasred. So you have seven, so that's what you quoted. If it's day seven, believe it or not, Griri Likamea, it goes backwards. But in the middle, they can't go in two different directions. So the Mishmeres HaBayis right there says, you don't need Tzvula Fanenu, Rabbi Akiva. Nothing. You don't need anything. It's within Chazal. Either the Hefsek Tarn, it goes by itself. That's it. Oh. Now, Lich Orwa is a Mefurash Gemara on Avsamach Tes. And according to Rav, Rabosai, in the case of Toa, Lo nos da data klal, tzricha litbo bismana. It's clear as day that according to Rav, you can be told bismana. What happened? She didn't count. So how can the Miltstaka himself, if the Miltstaka would have limited himself, say, you know, I'm passing the Rabbi Chanina, and therefore I require Sula Fanenu, or the Pshar the Sidre Tar, I'm passing tchilas nafish and sofa, but not the other way around. So therefore you have to have Sula Fanenu. But the Miltstaka said, we just read it inside of the Sidre Tara, that even if you hold like Rav, that Sof and Al Pish and Chilasan, you still require what? Some measure of Sfrum Lefanenu. So what's the Gemara about Toa? The Gemara is clear that according to Rav, that you should be able to have Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah, even though she had no idea she's counting 7 clean days. That's a tremendous Kasha. You know who has this Kasha against the Miltstaka? You know who has this Kasha? The Miltstaka. It's the Kasha against himself. The Gemara is befeirish against me. You know, says the Miltstaka, that Gemara is only in the Havamim. But the Maskana said Gemara, it's not that way. Frek the Sidre Tara, with all due respect to the Miltstaka, you're against the Gemara on Daf Lamed. Again, I don't have time to read through the whole Sidrei Tara now. Over here in Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav Sivkot Yud Ches, that's where he goes through this whole Arichas. You can look it up at your own convenience. But that's what he says. So it can't be. It can't be. Because the Gemara Daflam is an expression, Tola Kerabi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean, Rabbi Akiva? Everyone agrees. What's the problem? Again, all according to the Havamina. The Kitzah, bottom line, according to the Sidrei Tara, like this. According to the Rav Rabosai, it's going to come out an amazing Kiddush. This is an amazing Kiddush. Mikra Adin. It should be enough. One alone, seven alone, or eight alone. Tiferes and Moshe is correct. Ida Machabe says eight is not worth the beans, it's worth nothing. The Machabe Lashitaso. The Machabe says you need one and seven, Liikua Vein Lahakel. So if you need one and seven, so you have to have some kind of a swurm, not swurm Galuyim, but some kind of swurm you have to have at least, and therefore you can't just have day eight. It doesn't work. That's the Pashup Shah. That's the Pashup Shah in the this is a great time.
Does that mean if there's a Machaber, if one were to have checked one and two, so you can also use eight, even though you didn't realize at the time two is going to be counting as
one? That's a good question. A woman counts one and two, and then she stops counting. Would eight work? Why not? Two and eight. She hasn't lost track completely. I want to show you in the Sidrei Tara of Osai, a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od, and we'll have to end with this. I think that this Chiddush that the Sidrei Tara rejects, I think it's correct. Remember also, we're behind the eight ball over here. Oh, great pun, the eight ball. Why is day eight no good? Why is that day eight become day seven? What's wrong? So he suggests something, which he rejects, and I think we have to accept the halach. It's not parif ulechori eshlom. Please take a look. Ulechori eshloma. The mishamachil armina the task lazayin the kiyum yom shlishi shaliyachi am avsokas atara shalom. Let it just come in retrospect. Let it be that three days there. No. The imkain at the maftlik habedika achrona shal shivin the kiyum min bedikas hasak tara shalom. The after mahani im lo bokat shvi hani milik she'ena meruchak min habedika shal hasak tara kiyum zayin yomin. The Ainu, she mona Zion, the Kiyam Yom, Miyad, the Machrosa, she left Sektar Shalom. This is the Lachor. I think it's correct. Rabbi Sa, could you make a Sektar today, and in 10 years from now, I can't shiver the key? She's a postmenopausal there. It never expires. You buy a box of Cheerios, it says expires at a certain date. That may expire. So. Like milk expires in 3 days, but it expires sometime or other. He suggests that Hefsek Tara expires after a week. That's his suggestion. It expires. Is that Dochak? He says, come on. The Mestimas Apostle of Ashmachi, and the Ola Mahani Bediga Shoshvi Shoshnekim, after the Holy Skill of the Nose, Beyond the Mochash Yom Hefsek Tara. In other words, you should leave the no Zion Kim, Yanni Mochel, Shal Yom Sektar, Ellen Tirzel, Haskla Zion Kim, Kim Yom Shani, or Shlishi, or a million, Ach Ef Sektar, which is Piyada. It came to Poskim Batar, even Cheskastar, the Olam Ad Van Vesta. And who said so, of course? Come on, you know who said so. The Tiferes Lamosh, what? The Tiferes Lamosh is saying that Allah Chalam Isataka does work. Call it Tiferes Lamosh. Sivin Kenny says, Isaka Dadak Lo Bahani Big Dikas Shvi. Ella beschila dinos zayin akim imochas yom hefsek loyal apostle nistam and lefarsh lamahani bedika shvi ella bechay gavna and levay de laola mahani bedika shvi apolo beschila dinos nakim shala imochas yom hefsek. So he's back to square one. So why doesn't day eight work? He's forced to the conclusion that you require some kind of svurim lefonim, some kind of svurim lefonim. Rabosa, it is true what the Sidrei Tara said, that you can count your Shivan Akiyim later. You need not start the very day after the Hefsek Tara. It's true. But it's only true if you did a physical Bedika within 7 days of the original Hefsek Tara. has to be done. Has to be done. And that's pshat, I believe, in the Rosh. Lo mikri surim. You know why? Because the hefsek tara is bottom. That was what I thought. After saying this on my own, I found a tremendous ally. Now you look at me funny, but the Sefer Tzaddikim said it's dochak. I found an ally. An ally. I don't know who my ally is. Maybe you saw it. That would be good too. He is an ally, but he's just passing the other way around. That's good. The ally is a Chazon Ish. So for tomorrow, maybe you'll take a look at the Chazon Ish. It's in Simon Sadi Bey's Siv Kot Ches. He thinks it's only in the Rabbonon. That's my alarm to stop here at 1 o'clock. I said, thank you for setting it for me. What happened with our...
As of now, we should be able to have your regular time tomorrow in Rabbi Shechter's shiur room.
You'll be in Rabbi Shechter's shiur room?
In Rabbi Shechter's shiur
room.
They're not going to have... Sure. The regular teleconferencing at Bruce is being used by some other program.
Right.
But they have some other kind of computer production.
Huh? What's it called?
Right through a computer.
Yeah. So if anyone has a Macintosh, you can tell me, because I want to tell the guy, because he's...
What's a Macintosh mean?
Macintosh computer
is
supposed to an IBM.
I can get one. I thought that's
No, they came with a new label.
Apple has
come back. Anyone have one?
Yeah, what do you
Oh?
A Mac. I don't know. I'll tell you
what you think. Yeah.
But either way,
who was Rabbi Shechter saying Shia tomorrow?
He
said
Shia in the attic.
Is
he
not saying Shia Shechter now in the regular Shia
room?
Okay. Okay, I'll both say, so tomorrow I will try to be at 6:30 in Gruss, and you'll try to be at 11:30.
If there's any change,
everyone take out Uri's.
Right
Uri, what's your cell number? Everyone check out Uri's. Everyone take Uri's cell number down. What's your cell number?
Great.
It's a secret? I thought everyone has known it, yeah?
369.
Yeah. 0017. Everyone forgot it. Okay, I just wrote that.